Continuing with our look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now we look at the other aspect which changed events for all of us, for the world at large, and this was the Hijrah, the migration from Mecca to Medina. Now let's see what happens. The Quraysh decide to kill him. They cannot stand this change. It's a change for the better, but they cannot take it. And so they decide that they would choose one man from each tribe so that the blood money would be paid easier and no one tribe would take responsibility and therefore be blamed against it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Rasulullah of their plan. And if we look at the Quran, it's so beautiful the way it's versed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, وَإِذْ يَمْقُرُ بِقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ Surah number 8, ayah 30. And when those who disbelieved devised a plan against you, that they might confine you, or they might kill you, or they might drive you away. And Allah continues by saying, وَيَمْقُرُونَ وَيَمْقُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ And they devised plans, and Allah too has arranged a plan. And Allah is the best of planners. I love this ayah. Absolutely wonderful. How many times in life do we plan? And how many times do His plans take over? And they are the best of plans, provided we can trust in them. Well, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrates, or is told, to migrate from Mecca to Yathrib, which is later to be known as Medina. And you can imagine all those people who are commissioned to kill him are now surrounding the house. This is after midnight. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks on Imam Ali alayhi salam to lie in his bed instead of him. He comes out of his house reciting Ayah 9 of Surah Yasin. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ And we have made before them a barrier and a barrier behind them. Then we have covered them over so they do not see. He takes a handful of dust and he throws at them saying, this ayah, and it's absolutely amazing. Imam Ali lays himself in the bed of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises this action. In Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 270, says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ And amongst human beings, مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتَ اللَّهِ There are those who sell, or there is one who sells himself to seek the pleasure of Allah. Well, can you imagine? When they enter the house, they find Imam Ali alayhi salam, then they say, Ya Ali, where is Muhammad? And Ali replies, You had not entrusted him to me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Abu Bakr take refuge in the cave of Thor on Thursday. This is the first of Rabi'ul Awwal, 13 years after the prophetic mission. They spend 3 nights in that cave, and remember, the Quraysh have sent people to look for them. Their guides take them to the entrance of the cave, but there is a spider's web that is spun there, and there's a pigeon's nest. And when I was a child, I remember a story that my father used to tell me about the spider who spun the web and Jibreel. Jibreel up in the heavens says, Ya Allah, I want to go and protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, Go Jibreel. And when he goes down there, he encounters the spider's web. And the spider tells him, Go. I too am here to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I will do it. Must be an absolutely amazing conversation. Anyway, 3 nights in that cave, and at the dawn of the third night, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along with Hazrat Abu Bakr, enter Quba. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam builds a mosque there, but waits there for Imam Ali alayhi salam, who he has left in Makkah, entrusting him with absolutely everything over there. He refused to go, saying, I will not enter Medina as long as my brother Ali has not joined me. You see, Imam Ali alayhi salam had been left there with the entrustment of all the things that were given to Rasulullah for safekeeping. Remember, he was known as Al-Amin, the trustworthy one. from Quba, who is only a couple of miles away from Medina or Yathrib, they leave to go to Medina. As they enter Medina, the people are delighted. The children burst out in song, and the chief of the Ansar tribes are competing with one another to receive Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he says, "Let loose the harness of my she camel of Kiswa, and where she sits, Muhammad will stay." And she sits down at the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari. Abu Ayyub's mother was blind. She rushes to the door and she says, "I wish I had eyes to see the Messenger of Allah." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his hand on her eyes and she could see, and her wish is fulfilled. Rasulullah stays in the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari for 7 months, and then he moves to his own house. But for the first thing he does when he reaches Medina is to build a mosque, is to build a place which is not only for prayer, but place wherein the judicial and social affairs are discussed, a center of education, meetings of different kinds. All the Muslims helped in building the mosque. Remember, he reconciled the Aus and the Khazraj. The people who came from Makkah was known as Muhajirs, emigrants. And they were joined with the Ansar, which means helpers, the people of Medina. One to one were made brothers. He established the first comprehensive Islamic constitutional law. He proclaimed the equal share of all Muslims in respect of enjoying rights and limits. He gave shelters to the Jewish tribes who were living in or out of Medina. He changed a revengeful, ignorant, astray people to a united, friendly, generous, and sacrificing community. An absolutely amazing man. I'm not going to go in each of the battles, but we will look at different parts of his life. You know, he left this world after living in Medina for 10 years. But those 10 years gave us how to be able to live together. He lived for 63 years. His prophethood was just 23 years out of that. But one man changed the whole of humanity.